Oh man, that was gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
Sounds like a full studio audience. You guys are really good.
I have that ability. That was amazing. That you must get people when you do that, because I've not heard that song before. And after the first hook, that's such a hooky chorus. You must have people joining in. You must do.
I've kind of been that's kind of an older song. So in some of my newer compositions, I've kind of been careful to keep the choruses lyrically a little bit more simple. But if you actually listen to the chorus, there's actually quite a lot of words to it. And so,
but it's the city girl, that's the bit that you get, you must get people joining in with that, that bit.
Sometimes, or even the little refrain, "Let me change your world." People can join in with that. But I've kind of learned, you know, sometimes if I feel like I've got a good sing-along tune kind of brewing, to kind of strip the lyrics out a little bit so that people can get involved in it, like, from the get-go, rather than maybe after a listen or two, you know.
And do you wake up in the middle of the night with lyrics, or do you just, when you also put songs together, do you have poetry there, or do you do chords, or does it change every time you?
That's a really good question, and I often get asked that. And I'm a bit of a lyric Nazi. I am a big fan of the words first approach, which is what I like to call it. And just kind of get everything down on paper. And I often find that from just writing the poetry and from the meter of the words, a melody can kind of just evolve. Almost as I'm writing it, you know. So then words, melody, and then once I've got the melody, just need to come up with the chords to fit it. But that's not to say that I might not have a few chords that I'm playing around with and it goes the opposite direction.
Yeah.
So it's kind of whatever, really. But more, I think, more so these days, it's that words first approach.
Do you write best when you're happy or sad? I've always found a lot of musicians think when they're a little bit down, they get their best work. Yeah. So what about you?
Yeah, I'd probably say the latter in terms of, it's been times when I've been down and I turn to singing and the guitar. And so when I'm turning to wanting to sing and play the guitar, get stuff off my chest, then that's when the writing just kind of naturally starts. But that's not to say that, there's a song called Sunshine that was inspired by my son's birth.
Yeah.
Over 12 years ago. And he took 36 hours to come out in the delivery ward.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget, and probably will never have again, the mix of emotions that I had when he finally arrived and he was healthy, and it was like a mix of joy, relief, exhaustion. And so I wrote a song to try and encapsulate that wave of emotion, and it ended up being a super positive tune. Right, so yeah.
And what about, is he playing the guitar yet?
No, he wants to be a DJ, actually.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay.
And he's getting into, you were talking about Pro Tools, but he's actually getting into multi-track software to make his own electronic dance music.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he's really into it. And I'm going to encourage that, of course, because that can lead to great things.
But I thought we might have a few children, get another little backing band. That's a good, go out on tour.
Yeah.
Get a little drummer in there.
Right.
You were nominated for a Songwriter of the Year at the Canadian Folk Music Awards. That must have been a...
Oh, yeah, that was a real boost.
Yeah.
Because up until that point, I hadn't really received any kind of industry recognition. And I felt I was a total outsider, you know. I didn't really know anybody in the industry. But I thought I'd throw... It was the first album that I made with John called Timeline.
Yeah.
Thought I'd throw it out into a few categories and see what stuck, you know. And I remember being in the kitchen one morning making breakfast, and I was streaming the nomination stream on my iPad or iPhone or whatever. I think the songwriter category was like the last one or second to last one to be announced. And I'd entered this album into about four or five categories. So all those other categories kind of flew by without a mention, you know, and I was almost switching the iPhone off. And then they announced the nominees for Songwriter of the Year, and they announced my name last. And I remember going into the living room with fists in the air, saying, "Oh my God, oh my God!" And my kids were there, like in the living room. They were like, "What, Dad? What?" It's like, just been nominated for Songwriter of the Year at the Canadian Folk Music Awards.
Yeah.
And then they just carried on with whatever they were doing. It's like, oh, well done.
What was just your reaction, John? Did you a bit of screaming? Sorry, you have to put... Have you got the ukulele there?
Huh?
Yeah.
No, it's got, it's a dobro.
That's a very big guitar. It's ukulele. It's my eyesight. Sorry, John.
You can see yourself.
That's beautiful. That looks like a Dire Straits guitar.
Yeah, on the cover of whatever that... Mark Knopfler.
I'm trying to think what it was, actually. Something in Arms? Brothers
something,
in Arms?
Was it Brothers
something
in Arms?
Sailing Over Philadelphia? No.
Oh. Beautiful guitar.
Brother in Arms. Probably was, yeah.
Sorry, I was just asking, John, how did you feel when the nomination came through?
Oh, it's always fantastic when you get recognized for all your lonely hard work that we did, you know, and
because it is about
looks
going
good on
out and
my
gigging.
Brag sheet.
It is about going out there. You've obviously gigged and gigged and gigged, and together you've obviously done loads of gigs because it's the sound is so good and it's very tight. But it is all that groundwork of playing. If you did you start sort of playing every club, every pub? Is that how you've come up through the industry?
Yeah, it was kind of whatever I could find, really. You know, I was obviously always having to balance it with the 9 to 5 and having 3 kids and, you know, being really involved in their lives too. But, you know, whatever I could get out and play, even just a restaurant or sometimes even just busking at a farmer's market, it's all about putting in, what is it, 10,000 hours you have to put in? What was that? That book, can't remember what it was called, you know. And so I feel I've put in my 10,000 hours and that's where I'm at now. And I just want to take it further afield and share what I create with whoever wants to listen.
Well, we're enjoying ourselves, aren't we, Scott? What's the next track you're going to do and what album's it from?
Okay, well, actually, the next two tracks... Oh, well, I don't know if we're going to do
two. Yeah, you are going to do two.
The next one is a new one called Sons of Summer, S-O-N-S. I've pretty much written a song for the key members of my family, wife, parents, kids, grandfather, grandparents, but I hadn't yet written a song for my brothers. I've got 3 brothers. One lives in Isleworth.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually going to be playing at his pub to close the tour.
Oh, wow,
on
great.
Friday.
Yep.
So if anyone's in Isleworth, the Red Lion on Friday. Another one lives in Worcester and another lives in the Czech Republic. And I have this photo of the 4 of us. I'm the youngest and I was probably about 6 years old. We were pretty ripped back then. You know, I actually had a 6-pack when I was 6. Not now, unfortunately. But and there we were in our cut-off jean shorts, right next to the ocean.
Yeah.
Probably freezing our you-know-whats off. And probably on one of those rare, sunny, warm English seaside holiday occasions.
What was it like? Sit on the beach because the wind will make you brown. That's what Mum used to say. And the wind cheater would be blowing and you'd be going, "Mum, I'm really cold and I don't like it. Just sit there, you'll get brown."
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah,
Cornwall.
So it was a song kind of based around that photo and a couple of other childhood memories. And I feel it's a fitting day today. It's kind of sunny and I'm a little hectic after that drive down from St. Myot. So I want to chill out a little with this tune called Sons of Summer.
Lovely.